Lesson 5, The Childhood of Jesus Christ. Purpose, to help the children learn about Jesus' childhood and understand that God provided witnesses to testify that Jesus Christ is His Son. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Luke chapter 2, verses 21 through 52, Matthew chapter 2, the Joseph Smith translation of Matthew chapter 3, verses 24 through 26, and Doctrine and Covenants section 93, verses 11 through 14. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. Refer to Preparing Your Lessons, Roman numeral page 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral page 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Bible or a New Testament for each child. B. An interesting object, such as a family keepsake, that is small enough to be easily hidden in the classroom. C. Picture 7-6, Boy Jesus in the Temple, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 205. Number 62500. Suggested Lesson Development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention Activity. As the children come into class, show two or three of them the object you have brought, then hide it before the rest of the class arrives. Ask one of the children who saw the object to describe it without saying what it is. Ask the class if they know what the object is. Ask the other children who saw the object to describe it. Help the children understand that they can be more sure about something if they hear it from more than one person. Show the object to the class. Explain that the children who first saw the object acted as witnesses because they knew about the object and described what it was like. A witness is someone who has a personal knowledge of something and shares that knowledge with others. A witness can also be something that gives evidence or proof. For example, the Book of Mormon witnesses that Jesus is the Christ. Explain that when Jesus was a child, Heavenly Father provided many witnesses to testify that Jesus was His Son. Scripture Account. Teach the account of Jesus' childhood as found in the scriptures listed in the preparation section. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. You could use Enrichment Activity 1 as a review of the previous lesson before you teach this lesson. Why did Mary and Joseph bring the baby Jesus to the temple? Luke chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. How did Simeon know that Jesus was the Son of God? Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 30. How did Anna witness that Jesus was the Son of God? How do you think she knew who He was? Luke chapter 2, verses 36 through 38. How did the wise men know that Jesus was the Son of God? Why did they give Him gifts? Matthew chapter 2, verses 2 and 11. How can you be a witness of Jesus Christ? Why did Heavenly Father tell Joseph to take his family into Egypt? Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. What did Herod do to try to keep Jesus from becoming king? Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. How did Joseph know it was safe to return from Egypt? Matthew 2, verses 19 and 20. Where did the family go to live? Matthew chapter 2, verses 21 through 23. What do you think Jesus did as a boy to gain experience and knowledge? Joseph Smith Translation, Matthew chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. Luke chapter 2, verses 40 and 52. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verses 11 through 14. What things are important for you to learn as you grow up? What goals have you set? Show the picture, Boy Jesus in the Temple. Why were the men in the temple impressed with Jesus? Luke chapter 2, verses 46 and 47. Note that Joseph Smith's translation of this scripture says, and they were hearing him and asking him questions. What does this tell us about how much Jesus had learned in his childhood? What can you do to learn more about the gospel? How was Jesus honoring and obeying his Father in the temple? What did Jesus do to honor and obey Joseph and Mary? Luke chapter 2, verses 51 and 52. Explain that Joseph and Mary taught Jesus during his childhood, just as our parents teach us during our childhoods. How can you honor your parents? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Have the children name as many people as possible from the previous week's lessons who witnessed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. To help the children remember these witnesses, you could have them look up the following scriptures. Gabriel, Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 32. Elizabeth, Luke chapter 1, verses 41 through 43. John the Baptist, John chapter 1, verses 29 through 34. The angels and the shepherds, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 17. 2. Discuss goals the children could set to help them learn more about the gospel, such as reading the scriptures every day, praying, participating in family home evening, and so on. Ask the children to write on a piece of paper two goals that will help them learn more about the gospel this year. Encourage them to keep the paper where they can see it often. 3. Make a copy of the map at the end of this lesson for each child in your class. Let the children find and label the places where Jesus lived: Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Egypt, and Nazareth. Note, maps number 13 and 14 in the LDS edition of the King James Version of the Bible can help you with this activity. End of note. 4. Help the children memorize the first article of faith. 5. Write on the chalkboard scripture references to times when Heavenly Father witnessed that Jesus is His Son. Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 6 through 8. Joseph Smith History 1, verse 17. Have the children look up the references and discuss what happened in each instance. 6. Help the children memorize Luke chapter 2, verse 52. 7. Sing or read the words to "This is My Beloved Son," Children's Songbook, page 76. Refer also to "Jesus Once Was a Little Child," Children's Songbook, page 55. Conclusion. Testimony. Share with the children your feelings about Jesus Christ and tell them why it is important to you that He is the Son of God. Help them understand that if they follow Jesus' example, they can be more like Him. Enrichment activity 2 could be used as a life application of this lesson. Suggested home reading. Suggest to the children that they study Luke chapter 2, verses 40 through 52 at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 5, The Childhood of Jesus Christ.